And we packed our bags and decided to figure out where to go next to do this delivery slash retrieval thing. So we asked JJ, the Blue Jay Arakakra Tavern Keeper, how we would go about that. And she told us that we needed to go to Heldare and to, so that we could go down the path to Alderas. Goodness. Guys, spelling is hard. It's fine. Which goes through the Madalim Forest. So, we went to a little travel carriage, and we joined this carriage just before it took off. And it was us two and two halflings and one last person who was quite peculiar. Her name was Carnelia.
Carnelian.
I was right the first time. And she was a red quartz earth genasi.
Yes.
And she was kind of sassy. And so we went on our journey with Martin and all of his horses. His two horses were Speed and Shine. But don't worry, he has four other horses. Quick, Breeze, Shimmer, and Glimmer.
I can't believe you wrote those down.
I wrote all of the horses' names down. Don't you worry. Shimmer, Glimmer, and Shine are triplets because that's how horses work. And Speed and Quick are twins. Don't think about the biology of that. Anyways, Casper and Martin chit-chatted it up as we were leaving, and Presley attempted to speak with Carnelian, but there was a lot of silence on Carnelia's part. So, as we were traveling, Presde saw some eyes in the bush and saw some running in the trees next to us. Casper saw nothing. Casper didn't see a thing. And then the horses got spooked by this big log in our way. And then a guy with a bird mask came out. He had the mask of a harpy eagle, and so he came out and we smacked him, and then his buddies came out with similar bird masks, but it was an American kestrel, a black kite, a snowy owl, a red-tailed hawk. So I don't know, might be some lore there.
What? I would never drop lore like that. Never.
Anyways, Casper hit like two of them because he's not super coordinated. And Prezde, like, not lethally killed them.
Knocked them out.
She not lethally killed them with her fists.
Yes.
Because she's a monk.
Yes.
But she got hit harder than Casper. And so Casper proceeded to heal her. And she was shooketh by that. And then Casper went and talked to a tree, and the tree kind of held down the grunts, and then we went back on our way.
Yep.
Back on our way to Heldare. And I don't think we'd even gone through the Madalim Forest yet. Are we on our way, or is that later?
So, we're going to skip travel, because travel's kind of boring.
Secret tunnel. That's copyright. Okay.
You guys arrive at Heldare.
Yay.
Probably about a day after you get attacked by the bandits. So not incredibly long, like it wasn't an incredibly long journey. It definitely would have been longer by foot. Were able to travel through the night with only a couple small breaks instead of having to sleep an entire night and keep walking. So as you arrive at the village of Heldare, it is a very quaint town, a lot of dark wood buildings and white stone pathways. You see some weird decorations up. Your village doesn't really celebrate this kind of holiday. However, you see pumpkins and you see like fake cobwebs and stuff all over this village. And you guys are a little confused as to what's happening here, but it's honestly very cozy, even though you guys kind of feel a little uneasy as you enter this village. Like, you feel like you shouldn't feel uneasy, but you do.
They look like they were attacked by spiders. Like, of the big variety.
You... what?
Look at all the spider webs.
Oh, honey, it's okay. They're fake.
Oh, yeah. Those are just decorations, dear. This is the...
for what?
This is Lavender Thistledown. This is one of the halflings that was traveling with you. Yes, the village celebrates Harvest Fest every year. They go all out with the decorations.
Why are they harvesting spider webs?
Oh no, it's just tradition.
Why are spiders tradition?
She kind of just looks to her husband and is like, how do I explain to this overgrown child that these are just for decorations and they're not actual spiders? Do you guys like have a goal for this village? Or are you just planning to pass through?
Well, wait, okay, wait. So there's spiders, okay? There's spiders.
We're still stuck on the spiders.
What is Harvest Fest?
Well, it's just a festival to honor the coming into fall. We also use this time to respect our dead. So it's like just mostly, it's a mix of being respectful and remembering the people we've lost while also welcoming new beginnings.
Is it also to celebrate Lacandria because of nature and harvest and such?
Well, yes, we do have some Lacandria ceremonies.
Oh my goodness, this is so fun. We must stay here.
Martin?
Well, yeah?
Are we just passing through this town? Or...
oh, nah, this is as far as the cart goes.
Oh, right. Yes.
Does that mean that Speed and Shine have to go back to Grindwald?
Well, I stay here for Harvest Fest for a couple of days.
Does that mean they get all the goodies from the harvest of vegetables?
Well, I like taking the kids on hay rides in the carriage. I throw some hay back there, throw some kiddos on there. We go riding.
Kennedy's face right now, Casper, sorry.
Casper is dumbfounded. He is so excited.
Carnelian is still in the cart, and you guys just hear her pipe up. Martin, this village is known for the Udell Manor, is it not?
Huh?
Well, yes, it is, but I wouldn't suggest going over there. That manor, it does some weird things about this time of year.
Like, what? What do you mean? It's a house, is it not?
Well, yeah, but you know, there's these tales about kids going missing, and then you hear Lavender pipe up, and she's kind of like, oh, those are just kids' tales. It's not actually haunted.
You say haunted.
Casper. Sorry, I cannot take it seriously with talking about a haunted house.
We're definitely not
in the character
also.
Of Casper. Oh, goodness. Casper, it's... do you know what haunted means? Like, as, like, the stories?
The biggest blank stare.
50-yard stare.
So God.
That's it.
You guys see Aspen and Lavender kind of getting out of the cart. It looks like they're getting ready to head out. sorry. My players are doing
dice
some,
shenanigans. Yeah, I'm praying to the math rocks. We're praying to the math rocks.
Anyway.
I'm threatening mine with dice jail.
I'm trying the kindness method. Right. It's not working.
Right. anyway, Aspen and Lavender, the two halflings, are getting ready to leave the cart, and they're kind of just like packing up their stuff. And they just go, "Well, thank you, Martin, for the ride. You'll be back, you'll be leaving to go back to Grinwald after Harvest Fest, correct?" "Oh, yeah, I will. I'm gonna head out probably a day after the festivities end." So they, the two halflings, unless you guys want to talk to them more, are about to leave.
Miss Lavender.
Well, yes?
Whereabouts might you find, some of this harvest, you know, for eating?
Presday is just gonna let this happen.
Well, there's an inn and tavern, in the town square. You could stay there. They have food.
Is it spicy?
He's a little traumatized from JJ's.
Not traumatized, just cautious. Last time was a lot.
You can ask them not to make it spicy, dear.
Maybe just less spicy. I feel as though the more times I try it, the better I'll get.
I think that you can just ask for that, yes.
All right.
Well, you two enjoy your time in the village. I hope you do stay for some of the festivities. I hope to see you around later. And they kind of just wave as they're heading out.
Presday waves back.
Very nice. Okay. Do you guys want to... What do you want to do first? You got to this village... You know of an inn and tavern. You know of some festivities that are going to happen. And you also have heard about this haunted house.
Presday first wants to establish rooms at the inn and tavern simply because this seems like a very popular thing. And she does not want to risk not having a room.
Okay, very, very smart approach.
Casper's gonna follow Presday.
That's what yeah. I thought. Okay, so...
Casper is just... He's not paying attention to where he's walking, but it's okay because he's walking behind Presday.
Yeah.
Bro is just... Wow!
So,
whoa! Oh my goodness. That pumpkin smiling.
As you guys are leaving, Martin is, like, tying up his horses, like, taking off the gear off of them, like, getting ready to also go to the inn. And you guys see Carnelian is trailing behind you.
Sorry, I just realized something. What happens if Casper tries to talk to the carved pumpkins?
I can't understand them.
That's true.
I imagine it would just
be screaming.
Yeah. I imagine it would be a lot of screaming.
Except Casper can't understand them.
That's for the best.
It's for the best.
It's for the best. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so you guys are walking towards this tavern. It is called... Did I prep a name? It's called Goody's Inn and Tavern.
Oh, goody.
It's spelled with a Y.
I don't care.
It's a Wednesday reference?
No, it's not a Wednesday reference. Shut up. Okay, so you guys are walking to this tavern. It is a very lively place. It looks very, like, it looks like it's old, but it's very well kept. So it, like, you can tell the architecture has been here for a while, but it still looks brand new. As you walk in, it is very full, like Prezde would have guessed. You can tell just by how many people are here that this Harvest Fest is very popular and people travel a long ways for it. But as you go up to the innkeeper, it is just a human guy. He looks very basic. Could see any human guy ever, and this is him. And he just goes, "Hello there. Can I get you guys rooms?"
Yes, please. 2 singles.
All right, then. He kind of just, holds out his hand. That'll be 3 silver each.
Jingle, jingle.
President hands over.
Jingle, jingle. Money, 3 silver. Money,
nice. Okay, Carnelian did come in to the tavern with you guys. She's still, like, hanging by the door. And as you guys, like, leave, she walks up and she buys her own room. But then she turns to you and she's like, "So you two are, like, adventurers, correct? You handled yourself quite well with the bandits."
Yes, we are. Thank you.
She's looking at Casper.
Well... That's what we're trying to do. I've never really been on a real adventure. I just, yeah. I mean, I lift things.
Right. So yeah. So about this manor that I was talking about in the carriage, would you like to come with me?
Like the haunted one?
Is that... Haunted is probably... far too forgiving for it. It's probably mostly run down. However, you can't tell me that you're not curious.
Is that not trespassing? Who owns the land?
No one owns it. It's, like, been there for forever. It's, like, right outside of the town.
I'd consider it. It seems within the realm of festivities.
Casper?
Well, would there be pumpkin pie in the house?
No, but we can get pumpkin pie afterwards.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, I'll, she kind of looks outside. It is getting pretty dark. You guys got here, like, around dinner time. She kind of just goes, "Well, I'll meet you down here in the morning, and we can head over."
That sounds all right. Well.
All right, perfect. I'll see you guys then. And she kind of just like poofs and goes upstairs.
Huh?
She poofs and goes she upstairs, poofs? Or does she walk up the stairs?
Don't worry about it.
No.
Anyways,
you're listening to Caged. 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. This is KHD 20, and we're trying to get answers.
You don't get your answers. You see her, and then she kind of just, like, you don't see her anymore.
What?
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Maybe Carnelian is the ghost.
I was about to say, she's the friendly ghost.
I would argue friendly is not the term
she's
we would use.
She's not a ghost, guys. It's fine.
It's okay. She just turned invisible. She's not a ghost. She's just a wizard.
No. Wizard anyway, she didn't turn invisible. You guys, like, looked away for a second, and she was gone.
What's the manor called again?
Udel.
How do you spell that?
Never mind. I got it. O-O-D-L-E.
That is so not right.
D-E-L.
Okay, it's not O-O. I will give you that.
Okay, well, that's how I'm spelling it.
Okay,
and
cool.
As we know from past events, me spelling has gone really, really well.
Because you spelled something so completely wrong, you couldn't pronounce it at all. Okay, so would you guys, like, this is a, like, inn and tavern. They do have food if you guys would like to get dinner here.
I think Presday would, before getting dinner, mm-hmm. want to look around the okay. village a little bit, like get a lay of the land, and especially since there's like, village. Yeah, and especially since there's like festivities and stuff, see if there's any like fun food going
yes,
on.
Yes,
like she wants absolutely. To experience.
Is there pumpkin pie dipped in chocolate on a stick?
Oh, that sounds good in real life right now.
There can be, yes.
Caramel apple, caramel apple.
Okay, so you guys want to look around the village?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So, I mean, as you go out of the tavern, you see, like, you probably would have saw this coming in as well. You see, like, booths and stuff being set up. Some mm-hmm. of them were set up earlier in the day, and they are starting to take customers. A lot of them are food-based. Like, you do see a lot of, like, caramel apples. You can probably find pumpkin pie if you really looked. And then you do see some games being set up as well.
Ooh, are we about to spend our money? That we don't have much of? Casper has enough.
I don't know where it came from. I just kind of looked.
Nepo baby. There.
Nepo baby. Nepo adopted baby.
That doesn't make it less.
I know.
Anyway, what do you guys want to do first? There's, like, do you want me to tell you what games they would have?
Yes.
First? Okay, cool. So they'd probably have, like they'd probably have normal festival games. Like, they'd probably have, like, apple bobbing. They'd probably have darts. They would probably have, like, a horseshoe ring toss with, like, real, like, heavy horseshoes. And then there would probably be, like, I don't know, other Halloween games.
Pin the skull on the skeleton.
You know what? I love that. Yes, there's pin the skull on the skeleton.
Pop the ghost balloons.
Well, no, I said darts. That's darts.
Oh, okay,
that's
you're darts. Right. You're right, mm-hmm. you're right.
But instead of balloons, it's probably just, like, mini targets.
No, nice. It's, bladders.
I was going to say, unless you want it to be, like, bladders.
It's a bladder.
Oh.
It could be bladders, man, if you really
That's
want that.
That's gross.
It's spooky.
Okay, yeah, so what do you guys want to do first?
Do we hear, like the game tenders and all that stuff?
Come on.
Yeah, do we hear them yelling?
Yes, they are starting to yell. Like, it's pretty silent when you first walk out. But as you, like, look at what they have, you do start to hear them, like,
as you see the candles talking. Start to light up around the yes, town
exactly.
as it gets dusk.
Exactly. You hear them start to, like, call to the people walking by, like, only one silver for a chance to win a prize.
A silver?
That's exactly what I was wondering.
Goodness.
Paid
three for a room.
Yeah. It's okay. Fair games are that expensive.
They are.
Fair games
oh my
are expensive.
Goodness.
And also, this is like a once a year event.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna milk it.
Mm.
So what do you guys want to do first?
Casper, are you feeling playing some games or just eating?
Well, I don't know. There's kind of a lot to take in here.
There is. Also,
mm-hmm.
both myself, Casey, and Presday would like to know. Is there any kind of soup in a bread bowl?
Did you say, boss?
Presday.
Did you say both myself, Casey, and Presday?
Yes, I like a bread bowl. Are there any?
Probably, yeah. Sorry, I'm a little. You said
Wow.
Both myself as a person and as my character would like Cassie's to know.
But you said fried Oreos.
Both me, Casey, and Preston, as if they're all different people.
They are.
Didn't you know that me and Casey are separate people?
No, me, Casey, and Preston.
No, see, I heard it. Me, comma, Casey, comma, and Preston. And I was
can't
whoa.
Forget the Oxford comma.
No, no, no.
Yes, there are
no,
bread
me
bowls.
As in myself, Casey.
There are bread
me,
bowls.
Me, myself, and I.
Goodness.
Okay, but what kind of soup?
Pumpkin yes. soup.
Oh, perfect.
With, like, squash in it.
Dude, yes. I need, like, a deep-fried pumpkin pie on a stick. I feel like that's what Casper would go for.
Are you sure that's not what Kennedy wants right now?
No. There is a whole
I'm
booth.
I'm so particular about deep-fried things.
There's a whole booth that's just deep-fried stuff. It's just a
Casper
pot.
Would love that.
It's a pot of oil magically heated, and they're just deep-frying anything they can get their hands on.
That's amazing.
He
that
wants
is...
it covered in powdered sugar and cinnamon.
So I'm gathering that you guys want to go get food first.
Boom.
Yes. Yes.
You're very, are you guys hungry? We just
ate dinner.
Just ate
no.
dinner. No, I'm
you
not hungry.
You guys sound hungry.
No.
I'm just
looking forward to those breadsticks tonight at Wayne.
Yeah, guys, go see Wayne. Anyway.
Sidetracked.
What food are you guys getting? Are you getting your bread bowl?
Yeah.
And are you getting...
I would like deep fried pumpkin pie on a stick covered in powdered sugar and cinnamon.
As your dinner?
Yes.
Honestly.
This is Casper's dinner.
On brand.
No, it's very on brand for Casper. Would Kennedy eat this? No, she would not. She would eat pumpkin pie alone, but not...
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, you guys both, they're very opposite food places. One is, like, kind of healthy, and the other is just a nightmare to a health nut. So, you guys go. You guys get your food. You probably only pay a couple copper for each. I would say 6 copper each.
Okay. 6 copper? Okay.
Math.
I gotta do my
conversion.
Yeah,
I'm making them do math, guys. I'm so evil.
Wait, okay. You said 3 copper?
I did it. 6.
6.
6 copper, sorry. So it's... Kennedy just made a reference that I am not very privy to.
We're gonna kick Kennedy out of the booth.
No! Yep.
What are you gonna do without Casper the Friendly Ghost in your Halloween stream?
Dang it!
Dang it!
Dang it!
I gotta need him!
Dang it! Okay, so you guys get your food. It's very... It's Presde. Yours is, like, amazing. It's, like, probably the best quality soup and bread you've ever had.
I'm imagining this, like, Silver Dollar City tasting, the tasting pass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is, like, great. And
sourdough
Casper,
bread.
This is the most, this is probably the sugariest, most unhealthy thing you've ever consumed in your life.
Oh, goodness, he's gonna be hyper.
Like, you've taken a couple bites and you're already off the walls.
Casper is having a great time at Harvest Fest.
Oh,
guys,
boy.
I don't think I'm really having a good time at Harvest Fest. I think I'm starting to have a great time at Harvest Fest.
Okay, so yeah, you guys get your food, you get your snacks, you get your dinner. What games do you want to play?
Darts.
Darts?
I wonder why.
Oh, I know why, actually. Okay. As you walk up to darts, you see this elven woman. And she's like, you want to test your luck at some darts?
Presday is first going to try to, like, observe this, and she's going to try, I don't know if this would be, like, investigation or perception. She's wanting to see if it looks rigged.
Yeah, do investigation.
Okay.
Guys, the first dice roll.
That's a 6.
looks perfectly normal, Darts.
Yep.
Perfectly normal.
Presday's gonna go for it.
All right.
And is Casper here or? Yes. Okay.
Okay, yes, Casper is watching.
Casper is cheering you on.
Aww,
let's go, so Presday!
Okay, so I want you to roll to hit, and I want you to roll with disadvantage because you failed your investigation check.
No!
I almost cast detect magic and then I didn't.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and do this with 2d20 instead of rolling the same one twice.
Valid.
Is that okay?
Valid. Okay. Do it.
Wait, I can do detect magic without a spell slot because I'm a fire.
It's too late.
What
Someone's having a birthday in the calf.
Oh, yep, that is what's happening.
Oh, that's crazy. I never...
If you hear banging, that is what is happening.
Bleeding goodness. Through the mics, but that was really loud.
I wouldn't think so, but it was slightly shaking the booth.
Earthquake.
Earthquake.
Okay, so with disadvantage.
Yep.
Oh, one of these is a bad dice. Come on. That's a nat 20, except disadvantage. So, and this is roll to hit, right?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
That's still 21.
That's really good. Okay, yeah, you hit.
It was dis, though.
Yeah, the other one was 16, yeah. And I have +5 to darts. Am I allowed to do for darts?
Yes,
darts.
Yes.
+5 to darts, so 21.
Yes, you hit all of them.
Yeah.
You did, like, you had, like, 3 throws. You hit 2 on every throw. It was great. So, yeah, there, the person working the booth kind of stares at you a little shocked and goes, well, we have a winner. You get to pick from one of our prizes. And they kind of just gesture to some, like, wood carvings and, like, little stuffed animals and stuff.
What are my options?
Anything. What, wood carving or stuffed animals? Say an animal, and I'll tell you if they have it. Because they probably will.
Ooh, what would unless you're crazy. Presday want? Presday would want a little, like, armadillo.
Yes. Do you want a wood carving or a, like, stuffed animal?
How well made do the stuffed animals look?
Both of them look really well made. Like, you get the feeling that they were made specifically for prizes for Harvest Fest, and they take them seriously.
Then she will take a stuffed animal. Perfect. An armadillo stuffed animal.
Perfect. You now have an armadillo stuffed animal from winning extremely well at darts.
I am adding this to my inventory.
Okay.
Do they have one of those hammer bell games?
What would the equivalent D&D be?
A hammer bell game.
Yeah, I think they would probably have that.
Like a D&D thing. I feel, because they've got more hammers.
Yeah, they probably have one. Yeah, we'll say that you.
Casper's going to go to that.
Okay, of course.
Presday will follow and cheer.
Yay.
On.
Okay. You see, like, a really buff, like, human guy. And he's like, you want to step up and test your strength?
I could give it a go.
All right. You pay him 1 silver and roll a strength check.
Oh, I forgot to take 1 silver out of mine.
Hit.
This is very different ambiance music than what is happening right now.
Don't worry, it's Halloween music. It's fine.
Yes.
Can I cast guidance?
You want to cast?
Yes. It's a strength check.
Wait, I want to see if there's anything that I
Okay, yeah, do it.
Okay.
I don't think so.
A natural 20! I don't even need the guidance. Wait, let's see what it does. It's cocked. Okay. It's
plus 4.
27 on a natural 20.
That's insane.
So we are just amazing at carnival games.
Yes, please do.
Casper takes the hammer from this guy one-handed, flips it, like kind of spins it in his hand, rears around with it behind him, and once it gets above his head, he takes it with his other hand and he just smashes his hammer down, and you just hear the bell go ding, and when it comes back down, you see a dent
in the bell from where the little metal thing had hit it. And you see kind of this little crack on the, like, circle plate from where he hit it. And Casper kind of sets the hammer down, head down, and leans on it. He's like, well, do I get a prize?
The guy's just staring at you again in shock. You guys are doing so well. I really hope you're not wasting all your good rolls.
Oh, we are.
Anyway, staring at you in utter shock. And he's like, yeah, kid. You can get a prize for that.
Yippee!
And you see, like, kind of the same selection, like wood carvings and stuffed animals. What animal would you like?
Do they have a bear?
Yes.
I would like a bear.
Wood carving or stuffed?
Stuffed.
Nice. You take a stuffed bear.
Yay!
That's crazy. Both of you... Okay, guys... They both rolled natural 20s. I just made That's one of them so roll good. At disadvantage. That was two.
And I still got a 21.
That was two natural 20s in a row. They are wasting all of their luck on these
it's
carnival
okay,
games.
It's okay. It's okay. The carnival games are obviously more dangerous than the haunted house.
No, this is just going to make the haunted house even more entertaining.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Would you guys like to play some more? There's still... apple bobbing. There's still horseshoe throwing. I said more and I've... Oh, pin the head on the skeleton.
Pin the head on the skeleton.
Is that the one you want?
No, I just think it's funny.
I think it's hilarious. That's why I added it.
I think Presde has had her success.
I think
she has gotten what she wanted.
You guys don't want to fail miserably. No. After exactly. both succeeding.
I wildly. Have a stuffed animal now. Sugar crash. I'm ready for bedtime.
You ate it like 10 minutes ago and you're already starting to crash.
He just used all of it.
You're so right. That's why you rolled up. So high. It's because you had a power up.
We both had such good food.
The guidance was actually the sugar.
The sugar.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, you guys have had your fun. You guys have played some carnival games.
We've had our fun. We played our two carnival games. And
You guys are gonna head back for the night? Go to take a snooze? Okay, yes. Awesome.
Yeah. And you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We're KHT20. And we're tired. It's bedtime.
Yeah, they just played some carnival games and had way too much sugar. So they are going to bed.
Yes.
Yeah, so you guys go back into the tavern. By now it's kind of thinned out. You can imagine people are either going outside to play the games or they're going upstairs to go to bed. Anyway, so as you guys go into your rooms, these rooms are very well made. They're very cozy, very autumnal, like bedspreads, like oranges and reds. Do you guys, like, say anything before you go to bed? Do you talk? Or do you just go to bed?
Casper does the kid thing of holding the bear by the one arm and kind of rubbing his eye because he's sleepy. He goes, so, you have any idea what time we need to wake up for these festivity things?
She did say in the morning.
Well, it's a haunted house, right? Doesn't that happen at night?
I'm not sure. I've never experienced one before.
I've only heard about them. But not in the story way. In the old scary demons kind of way.
Yes, our village had that kind of connotation with it, didn't it?
Reverend told them a lot, especially when I was bad. I still think about the boogeyman under my bed.
Oh, it's okay. I think it will be fine with whatever time we naturally wake up, seeing as you do tend to rise early.
Well, yes, I mean, I rise when the plant rises. And that's usually sunrise, so... Yes,
that should be plenty early.
Perfect! And he's gonna go to his room. and he's gonna try really hard to get the key the first time.
I think Presday's gonna sit and watch this because I feel like she can probably hear something.
Can you roll sleight of hand to see if you can get it first try?
18.
You actually do. It's very impressive.
What would I roll? You would see it.
Casper, grins, but then he stops grinning. He's like, wait, be cool.
You definitely see him
grin. Nice. Cannot hide it.
He can't hide it.
So excited.
He is very excited.
And Presday will also go to her room.
Okay. Nice. So you guys go to sleep. I don't think you used anything, but you could click the long rest button.
Well, it was things from last time that was used.
Yeah, click long rest. Yes. I don't know if you need to, but do it anyway.
Yay! Spell slots! Yippee. I love spell slots.
Spell slots are great.
And divine sense, and channel divinity. Oh, all the good things.
All the good things. Okay.
Yes.
So
points of health.
Yeah.
So you guys sleep through the night. Very, very comfy beds. Very good.
Mattresses?
Yes, very good mattresses. Very comfortable. My brain forgot all words to describe anything there. So you guys wake up. I'm guessing you wake up the same as before, Presley waking up much earlier.
Yes.
Not significantly.
An hour and a half.
That's nothing.
And Casper waking up with the sun.
With the sun.
Surprised you
don't wake up with the sun. You're a plant.
I am not a plant.
I'm kind of a plant.
Only a little. Okay,
plant adjacent.
plant adjacent. So, I'm guessing you guys go downstairs, unless Casper wants to wait in front of Fresday's room again.
He would, though. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I should probably go downstairs, but he would. He would.
Do you think Presday would have thought of this beforehand and left a note?
I think she may have when she woke up and, she would go outside and do her thing. She would probably, slide a note under your door, being like, I'm up, we can meet in the dining hall.
Okay.
And by sunrise, Presday will be in there with a preferably specific autumnal flavored coffee. If you catch my drift. I'm never living that down.
You're never living that down.
Sorry, guys. Inside joke there.
A pumpkin spice latte.
You could have a pumpkin spice latte, okay?
Thank you. Presday is basic.
I just had to make the funny joke first.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, you have a pumpkin spice latte. It tastes like fall. It's very good.
Casper goes to his door. Opens the door, goes to Presday's door, knocks on the door, goes back to his room because he forgot his bear, sees the note, and goes downstairs.
That sounds very accurate to the character, yes. Okay, so yeah, you guys go downstairs. Casper, do you order anything?
Casper gets a milk.
Okay, so You guys have made it down before Carnelian has. Do you guys, talk for a little bit? Any words spoken?
So how did you sleep last night?
Quite well. The beds here are so comfortable.
They're all quite fluffy.
Yes. How about yourself?
It was quite well. Quite well.
Yes.
Nice and warm.
Do you not want any nutmeg or anything in there?
What for?
Your milk.
Yes, but why not just have the milk?
Because it's autumn.
That changes the flavor of things?
For me?
You might need to get your taste buds checked. I mean, I thought that was an Eladrin thing, not a wood elf thing.
I prefer...
That's so dumb. Okay, Carnelian is walking down the stairs now. I was gonna let you guys go for as long as you could, but I'm not. No. So Carnelian is walking down the stairs. She looks tired. She is not a morning person.
Yeah.
You could almost tell that if she had not said morning, she probably would have slept until noon. Anyway, she's walking downstairs. Anyway, so she joins you guys at your table, and she's like, good morning. Happy to see you guys are awake. Are you ready to go?
Right now?
Well, you have drinks, I'll wait.
Well, that's not the problem. I mean, we're going to the haunted house at sunrise?
Why not?
I thought you didn't want to be spooked.
Well, I don't. It just doesn't make sense.
No.
I get
what you're saying. The legends I've heard about the Udell Manor are that it is haunted all times of day.
Oh, goody.
And I would like to know if these rumors have any backing at all. So I think it would be better to go at day.
Quite an experiment.
Yes, of course.
That sounds nice. Would you like anything to eat or drink before we go?
She kind of like looks back to the counter and then like looks back and is like, oh no, I'm fine. You guys saw her eat with you guys in the carriage.
Okay.
You guys did.
Sure.
I love them being skeptical. Do you want to roll insight?
Can I?
Is that what you want to do?
Yes, you
can.
Because this is weird.
Casper's all of a sudden become really, really, really interested in his milk.
Because, we're about to go out for, probably a while, and she's just not eating.
Okay, do it.
I don't... Insight? 10.
See, I don't know if I should give you... You don't really know. You're like, that's weird.
Anyways.
So I notice that it's weird, but it's not explained by anything.
Yeah. Okay. You can't tell.
Cool. I think I've discovered that these particular dice really like hitting things and nothing else.
Don't worry. There'll be stuff to hit. Anyway.
Oh, goody.
Anyway. So she kind of she sits down at the table with you guys while you finish your drinks. Any words spoken, or has this gone very tense with her presence?
So, have you been to a haunted house before?
Well, no, but I've heard lots of legends, and I've read a lot about them.
And you want to go?
Well, of course.
Why?
Curiosity?
Like to discover things?
Well, you see, a lot of legends don't have any truth behind them at all. A lot of them are just bedtime stories. However, I would love to know what stories have truth behind them and what stories do not.
Is that why you came to Heldare?
It's one of the reasons, yes.
How many other things have you disproven?
Well, there were a couple in Grinwald that I went to with no results. But besides that, this is the first one outside of my home city.
Is Grinwald your home city?
Yes.
All right. We should have said sometimes trying to make sure same page.
Have you guys ever experienced a haunting of your own?
Have we?
No. Okay. You haven't.
I mean, I've been touched by a spirit, but not the spooky kind.
No.
Interesting. Yes, so... I've just... You can say that when I was a kid, I had a eye-opening experience when it came to the supernatural. And ever since then, I've been wanting to learn as much as I can.
What kind of experience?
Not what you would call the pleasant kind. I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay.
Kennedy, can you narrate what you just did?
The eye thing. I'm watching you. I'm watching you, man. Not Casper. Casper's caught up in his own head.
Casper thinks this is completely normal. Nothing's wrong.
No, Casper's freaking out. He's like, okay. And this is an internal dialogue, okay? He's like, all right, you're big and strong and brave. It's just rumors. The ghosts aren't real.
I mean, she did say that the only supernatural experience she had was when she was a kid. So that would probably make you feel better.
That was in Grinwald. This is Eldara. This is totally different. There are no ghosts here. It's just like Reverend says. You can't see the demons if you have the light.
That's really funny and kind of sad. Anyway, so as you guys finish up, Carnelian starts to like lead you on a pathway out of the village, heading towards this haunted house. And this is where we're going to take our brief intermission.
Yes.
For spooky D&D songs.
Yes. Exactly.
I don't remember what we have. We have three.
I remember what we have. Don't worry.
I know we have the Thinning Veil.
Something else.
And a fun thing that we're going to play last.
Of course. Yes.
We like to have our fun things play last.
Yes. Okay, so... do you want to do the long one or the short one first?
The short one first.
Okay, so the first song that we have is called Graveyard Show by Grimdark Tavern.
And we'll be back soon.
Enjoy.
A vampire juggles severed heads. The zombies dance on broken beds. A banshee wails a note so shrill it rattles tombstones on the hill. Oh, step right up. Don't be slow. Bones and banshees steal the show. Tickets cost your mortal glow at the midnight graveyard show. Skeleton clown trips on his shins. The crowd explodes in bony grins. A ghostly jester takes the stage and scares the crowd of every
crypt and stone. The lich calls out before they go. Same time tomorrow, graveyard show. Really? Yes, my dear, and will. Step right up, don't be slow. Bones and banshees steal the show. Tickets cost your mortal glow at the midnight graveyard show. Step right up, keep it low. Bring your soul, don't say no. You'll never leave, you'll always know. You're stuck inside the graveyard show.
All right, that was The Graveyard Show by Grimdark Tavern. Our next song is called The Thinning Veil by Twisted Game Songs.
Whispering low, my lantern burned with a ghostly glow. I laid my sword upon the gravestone. For love, I'd walk this dark night alone. Her grave was cold, her name I prayed. The night grew still, the shadows swayed. I heard her voice beyond the pale. It called me through the thinning veil. Veil is thin, Halloween is here. The dead may walk, those lost will appear. I trade my soul, my oath, my steel, for one last touch, for love made real. I cross the veil, spirits roam. The night grew still, the path unknown. And there she stood in silver.
dawn reveal no earthly clue. But some still say on Hallows Eve two lovers dance where shadows grieve. Halloween is here, and I will find her year by year.